The FAA grounds an instructor who allegedly falsified a sign-off. St. Louis celebrates the anniversary of the Ansari X Prize. An American Eurocopter puts money behind improving police helicopter safety. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Friday, October 9th, 2009. The FAA has come down hard on a flight instructor who allegedly signed off a pilot to fly an L-29 jet without ever checking him out and flew low over a densely populated area. CFI Douglas Gillis has been ordered to immediately surrender his ATP, ground instructor, and all other certificates and is ordered not to reapply for at least a year. Gillis says he will appeal. Gillis was flying with the pilot he signed off, David Zweigel, as part of a three-plane formation of L-29s over a public park in California July 4th. Zweigel fell out of the formation, passed over a park and several houses before hitting the ground, killing himself and his passenger, retired Air Force test pilot and airline pilot Robert Chamberlain of Morrison, Colorado. Gillis, who flies with the Thunder Delphins, a group of L-29 enthusiasts, told the LA Times the flyovers were conducted at an altitude of 1,200 to 1,500 feet AGL, above the mandated 1,000-foot floor. He also said the planes did not represent a danger to the public as they followed nearby railroad tracks and did not fly directly over the city of about 35,000 people. Does it seem possible that it's been 5 years since Spaceship One brought home the Ansari X Prize for Paul Allen, Burt Rutan, and the Mojave Aerospace Ventures team? It was 5 years ago last Sunday that they became the first private team to build and launch a spacecraft capable of carrying three people to 100 kilometers above the Earth's surface twice within 2 weeks. In honor of the event, which now appears to have signaled the birth of the private sector space race, the XPRIZE Foundation will return to St. Louis, the city at the inspiration of the competition and where the Ansari XPRIZE was first announced, to host a reception for the initial supporters and visionaries who made it a reality. The reception will be held this Sunday from 3 to 7 p.m. at the St. Louis Science Center's Mission Control Room. Special guests will include Dr. Peter Diamandis, XPRIZE CEO and Chairman, Anusha Ansari, title sponsor of the Ansari XPRIZE, Brian Binney, the astronaut piloting Spaceship One's winning flight, and XPRIZE board member Eric Lindberg, grandson of Charles Lindberg. The Airborne Law Enforcement Accreditation Commission, or ALEAC, was created in 2002 to develop professional standards for airborne law enforcement units at all levels of government. The resulting standards have been adopted by the Airborne Law Enforcement Association as guidelines for starting new aviation units and as recommended best practices for review and adoption by all law enforcement aviation units. To encourage that review and adoption, American Eurocopter has donated $10,000 to ALEAC to be used in rebates to offset the costs of accreditation for the first three law enforcement agencies to qualify. The first gets $5,000, the second $3,000, and the third $2,000. That accreditation process has a few steps. Airborne law enforcement units can apply online at www.alea.org. The unit must complete a unit information form and conduct a self-assessment of its operation compared to the standards. A team of assessors will then evaluate the unit on-site. The assessor's findings will be presented to the ALEAC Board of Commissioners for final approval. Larry Roberts, American Eurocopter VP of Sales, commented, quote, "Safety continues to be a top priority at American Eurocopter, and we look forward to working with ALEAC in our joint efforts to promote safety throughout the industry," unquote. Up next on ANN, Gulfstream rolls out another new business jet. Georgia's governor shows appreciation for aviation. And Skydive Sacramento asks the FAA for help in battling NIMBYs. You're listening to Aero News.
Uncramp your style in a new Citation CJ2 Plus from Cessna. Now with integrated ProLine 21 avionics, FADEC, and a restyled cockpit and cabin. In the CJ2 Plus, you'll carry more payload than you could in the original CJ2. You'll climb and cruise faster. You'll have the freedom to use even shorter runways. And you'll do it all on less fuel. For a sure thing, call 1-800-4-CESSNA.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for October 9th. I'm Paul Plack. At Ben-Gurion International Airport in Israel on Tuesday, Gulfstream Aerospace and Israeli Aerospace Industries rolled out what they call the super midsize Gulfstream G250, just days after Gulfstream debuted its big new G650 in Savannah, Georgia. While touted as an all-new design, the plane exhibits a strong family resemblance to the earlier Israel Aerospace Industries Galaxy, also known as the Gulfstream G200. The 250 adds Rockwell Collins ProLine 21 avionics, improved Honeywell engines, a redesigned wing, a more Gulfstream-like T-tail, and other refinements. In a subtle response to questions about whether the Israeli-sourced plane really is a Gulfstream, Joe Lombardo, executive VP of parent company General Dynamics, pointed to the plane, quote, "As you can see, they have created a true Gulfstream, and we're delighted to welcome it into the family," unquote. Gulfstream says the G250 offers the largest cabin and longest range at the fastest speed in its class. Specifically, that would be 3,400 nautical miles at 0.8 Mach and a max operating speed of 0.85, initial cruise and maximum altitudes of 41,000 and 45,000 feet, respectively. Back in Gulfstream's home state, Georgia Governor Sonny Perdue, himself an active pilot, has proclaimed October Aviation Appreciation Month, recognizing both the anniversary of the first powered flight in his state in 1907 and the value of general aviation to his citizens. Perdue notes that Georgia, quote, "has a significant interest in the health of general aviation, aircraft manufacturing, airline industries, educational institutions, and aviation organizations such as the National Business Aviation Association, Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association, and the Atlanta Aero Club," unquote. The statement adds, quote, "a great many businesses and communities depend on general aviation aircraft and small aircraft of all types for access to medical treatment, mobility, economic opportunity, disaster relief, and a wide range of critical resources. Business aviation is an invaluable tool for companies in Georgia to support their operations," unquote. Clearly wishful that someone at the federal level would show the love in a similar fashion, NBAA President Ed Bolin remarked, quote, "We thank him for sending this most welcome message about the importance of the jobs, business productivity, access to small airports, and humanitarian initiatives that our industry supports," unquote. For a year, Skydive Sacramento has been landing clients on private property adjacent to an unused airstrip near Lincoln, California, and shuttling them by van back to its hangar on airport property. The owners of the company would like to set up a drop zone on the former airport, but say that anti-skydiving officials in Lincoln are making that impossible. The city says the business must carry $1 million in liability insurance and also pay any increase in the city's insurance brought on by the on-airport skydiving activity. But Randy Ottinger, director of government relations for the United States Parachute Association, says no insurance company will cover the activity of skydiving from the time participants step on the plane until they land. Quote, "It has not been available to anyone in the country since the 1980s, unquote. Ray Farrell, president of Skydance Skydiving, based at nearby Yolo County Airport, says the same state law that protects cities from lawsuits brought by those injured skateboarding, for example, covers other potentially hazardous activities, like skydiving. After months of frustration, Skydive Sacramento owner Pat Garcia has now resorted to a formal complaint with the FAA, saying the city is restricting a legitimate aviation activity at a facility that has received federal airport funds. He tells the Sacramento Bee he doesn't understand the city's motives. Quote, "Why would they keep us from operating as successfully as we can?" Unquote. Still ahead, Cessna is dealing on new 182s through the end of this year. A Maryland county may turn down federal funding for police helicopters. And a Florida helicopter pilot proves it's all in who you know. You're listening to Aero News.
Welcome to Cirrus Design, maker of the world's best-selling personal aircraft, the sleek SR-22. Cirrus planes feature the latest technologies and are equipped with an exclusive, life-saving parachute system. It is our mission to make personal aviation safe, affordable, and convenient. At Cirrus, we offer a test drive like no one else in the business.
We're you're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Friday, October 9th. I'm Paul Plack. The U.S. Senate has apparently listened to the Obama administration and has approved a fiscal 2010 military appropriations bill that omits funding for an alternate engine for the F-35. Bloomberg reports the bill also zeroed out funding for the VH-71 presidential helicopter, which had also drawn a veto threat. The Senate passed the bill Tuesday, 93-7, setting up a potentially contentious conference with House negotiators. The House Defense Appropriations Bill includes money for both programs. Cessna is making the immediate purchase of a new 182 or Turbo 182 Skylane more attractive. On qualifying purchases, the company will add $30,000 to the customer's deposit and a free service bulletin kit for Garmin synthetic vision technology or terrain awareness and warning systems, or Jeppesen ChartView sans subscription fee. Depending on the buyer's individual circumstances, the aircraft may also qualify for accelerated depreciation if it's purchased by the end of the year. The package is available through Cessna's network of authorized dealers to new retail customers anywhere in the world. Montgomery County, Maryland appears ready to do something you don't see every day: turn down a federal grant. The money would come from the Federal Bureau of Justice Assistance in the form of a grant from the Edward Byrne Memorial Justice Assistance Grant Program. The county was notified September 23rd that it was in line for $250,000 to start a police helicopter program. The county already has two surplus military helicopters. But county councilors are pointing out the program would cost $1 million to launch, would have to be funded out of county coffers once the grant was gone, and would take police off the streets. The program does have an advocate in county, Executive Isaiah Leggett. Fellow Democrat Philip Andrews of Gaithersburg, the county council president, says the program should be scrapped, noting it would be illegal to use funds derived from drug confiscations on a helicopter program that would also conduct search and rescue, traffic management, and other missions. If the grant is turned down, the helicopters would remain stored until some jurisdiction somewhere could use them for something. And finally today, Bart Southern caused a ruckus back in August when he rewarded his 14-year-old son for making the honor roll by dropping him off for his first day back at high school in an Orlando, Florida suburb in a rented Schweitzer 300 helicopter. He landed away from bystanders behind portable classrooms, but a deputy working at the school dropped a dime to the FAA. Southern had not violated any federal regulations, so the FAA took no action. The Orlando Sentinel reports that ever since that day, Southern's youngest son, 6-year-old Chandler, has been begging him for a helicopter ride to his school, Grassy Lake Elementary. This time, Southern had his political ducks in a row. He honored his young son's request, but also invited Mineola Mayor Dave Yeager to meet him at the school and get a helicopter ride to his office after Chandler got dropped off. The paper reports the mayor took some aerial photos of the town during his ride and helped orchestrate a hassle-free mission for Southern. That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, a pair of Oshkosh 2009 flashbacks. Glenn Martin updates us on what's happening with the Martin jetpack, and volunteer helicopter pilot Gordon Putney talks about those old Bell Model 47s you see giving rides at AirVenture. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.